Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm your host, Emeka. What this podcast is all about is letting you know that regular people like you and me can invest in real estate to become wealthy. You don't need millions and billions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can actually invest in real estate with little to no money down. I'm just here to let you know that as long as you have time and can take action, you can become wealthy. And all it takes is a couple of years for you to honestly become financially free. So tune in. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy, Emeka here, your host of the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And yes, it's Christmas Eve. If you're tuning in, I'm so grateful for you. And what we're going to talk about today on the giving spirit is how to build trust, right? How to build trust with partners and how to raise capital and how to be absolutely, completely transparent, no matter how good or bad the news is, if you are investing in real estate with flips, syndications, and you have partners. And the reason why we're talking about this is because I do have partners on my multifamilies and both in my flips, and I am speaking strictly from experience. And quite frankly, you know, it's not easy being a real estate investor, right? People come to us because they trust us. They trust us to give them the returns. And sometimes it goes great and sometimes it doesn't. And no matter how good or bad it is, we must stay honest, because that honesty is what's going to make us trustworthy and have integrity, quite frankly. And if you don't have integrity, if you don't have the honest gene in you, you shouldn't be in real estate. You shouldn't have partners. You need to work on yourself, just to be quite frank. And the reason why is because people want to know what's going on, no matter how good or bad, so they know what to expect, right? Expectations is everything. And if I can't trust you, I don't know what to expect, and I'm giving you money, that is horrible. That's horrible, 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 right? Because when people come to me, when people come to my team, quite frankly, if I'm a group of investors who are trying to pool in money, say for a syndication, they're doing that because they are expecting a certain return, right? And everyone should know, no matter if you are in real estate or not, we can't really guarantee anything ever, but what we can do is we can present what we expect to get out of this deal. And quite frankly, they're going to come to us with those expectations. We must always let them know that nothing is guaranteed, but historically speaking, this is what we can assume based off what's going on in the market, based off our experience in the past. And that should be good enough information to give our investors a okay feeling, or to give them some security and some closure of, okay, yes, I trust him, I trust his numbers, and I trust what he's saying, period, point blank. And quite frankly, with these two flips that I'm doing personally right now, as we speak, not something that I've done in the past, I've done flips in the past, but these are something I'm currently doing. So I'm speaking from experience. You know, things, shit hits the fan, quite frankly. And that's okay, because real estate goes up and down. We're in a down cycle in the state of Florida currently. You know, properties are going down. Properties are down about 5%, depending on who you go to, right? There's different percentages depending on who you talk to. But it's a scary time, right? There's been some things going over budget. There's been surprises. But that doesn't mean that you just hide the information, right? Be transparent, right? Let them know what to expect. It doesn't mean they're going to lose money, but they need to know exactly what they're getting themselves into. They need to know what's going on, because a lot of people invest from out of state. And quite frankly, flips, you never really know. Thankful for me, you know, you might get a flip, might get into a flip, and you might spend a lot of money, you might go over budget, but you can still make money, right? Number one rule, don't lose money. And sometimes that happens, sometimes that doesn't. But it's just good to build that trust with all investors, right? I've been in real estate since 2020, and I've been in multifamily space for the majority part from 2023 till 2025, going into 2026. Before that, I was in a single family space. And what I've learned is from 2008 until up to 2023, 2024-ish, it has been roses, dandelions, bright suns, great spirit. But now it's not so much. I don't see as many people in real estate now. I don't see as many people promoting it. I don't see as many people talking about it. However, there's still deals to be done. And what that shows me is some people were just in it for the short haul. Some people were in it just because it was easy. Now that things are hard, what are people doing to build that trust, to build that accountability? Because that trust is gone and that kind of accountability is gone for those people who just got in it temporarily where things are great. What do you do when things are not great? What are you saying to people when things are not great? Are you so optimistic about real estate, even though the economy might not say the real estate is great or not, right? These are things that you should be watching out for. You should really be thinking about before you give your money to somebody or before you try to raise money from somebody, why are you in real estate? Are you here for the long haul? Are you here for the short haul? Are you here just because everybody else is in it? No. For me, I'm in here for the long haul. I don't plan on stopping no matter how good or bad things go. I expect things to be good for the majority of my time while I'm alive. There's no 10-year period where real estate has lost money, right? And what that tells me is there could be maybe 2 to 3 year period where real estate has not been great. Like right now, last year and this year, rents have been steadily going down. Supply has gone up, making it a, let's say, renter's market, gives renters a lot more power, right? A lot more decision-making. And that's okay, right? That's okay, because it'd be kind of crazy if real estate is to go up all the time, every single day, every single year, every single month. That's not healthy for the American economy. However, right now, it's not that way, right? Rents are going down across the state and supply is, quite frankly, there's a lot of it. So what does that mean? It's going to be a lot harder to sell a flip 20K over, 30K over asking like we saw in 2020. But what are you going to do about it? You must change your strategy. You must be a little bit conservative. You have to be a lot more conservative, quite frankly. Even if you're a conservative, things might still happen. I'm seeing that right now. I vet deals. I vet underwriters and things don't always go as planned. But what are you going to do about it? How are you communicating that with your partners? How are you communicating that to the world? Because whether you believe so or not, people are always watching you, what you say, the content you present, the emails you're giving out, the phone calls you're making. People talk because real estate is a short-term world. So when it comes to transparency, when it comes to integrity, when it comes to raising capital, it really comes down to integrity. Because yes, the deal is very important. Your underwriting is very important, but people are investing in you. They are trusting you, and you're not always going to be right. No one's going to be right 100% of the time. You can be right 99.9% of the time, but that one time you get a new investor that's 0.01, whatever, that can be a bad experience for them. But must be honest and at least explain what happened in detail. Hold yourself accountable if there's things that you could have done better, but also be a realistic if there's things that you could not have really, things that you could not have really prepared for, because it happens. I know very experienced operators who have raised millions of dollars, who have millions, who still couldn't, who still couldn't expect what happened with the interest rates hiking up from, 3 to 6.5%. I know a lot of people who've done capital calls. I know a lot of people who've raised millions and made millions of dollars off real estate syndications and flips, and they still got caught with their pants down when these interest rates went up. And quite frankly, that's okay. We were in a great real estate time from 2020 until 2023, 2024-ish. And now it's not so much. There's still money to be made. There's still investments to be made. There's still a lot of opportunity. But when it comes to the masses and anyone getting into real estate and just making money off of anything, that's not happening as much anymore. So when it comes to building integrity, building transparency, and building, quite frankly, your investor base and the people that you want on your side in your wealth journey in real estate and growing your portfolio and help making other people money, you must be honest, you must have integrity, and you must just make sure you could at least give them the best expectations you can give, and just make sure you're real with yourself. No one wants to just be positive all the time, no matter how good or bad things are, right? Yes, we want to have, yes, we want to be optimistic. Yes, we want to, you know, make the best of all situations, but not everything is fun. Real estate is not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And that's what people were doing during the low interest rate years. So that's not the case now. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about getting into real estate, raising money from other people, you need to understand that it's not going to be easy, and you are able to increase your investor base, your followers, as long as you are honest with yourself and understand what's going on in the market. Until next time, family. See ya. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. My goal with these podcasts is to help you get 1% better every single day. And if you enjoyed, please like and subscribe and go to my YouTube channel, because I post real life deals and the ongoing things that I'm doing to let you know that I'm walking the talk and not just talking about it, not just yapping. So hope to see you next week. Till next time.